Ricardo. How are you?
Good, thanks. Roxana says I sound really far away. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you are. It's kind of like a tunnel.
Okay, let me try to put an earpiece in. Hold on. Is that better?
Yeah. Yeah, that's much better.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, it was, you were getting, you know, just sounds of the building, you know, of the room.
Echo. Large.
Yeah. So now it's clear. So.
Yeah, Roxana's on. She's logging on. She was doing it through her phone because she was at a doctor's appointment, but she's logging on now as we speak.
Okay, terrific. So what's on your mind this beautiful Florida day?
Nothing much. We've been, doing the...
I'm here.
Oh, there she is.
Not dressed up, but I'm here.
Yes, that's okay. Still lovely as usual.
Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, the doctor's appointment.
Yeah, I've had a rough last few days, but I'm good.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. I'm good. You got to smile and keep moving forward.
Okay. Well, you don't have to worry about being home.
That's true.
Yeah, right.
That part of it's good, right?
That's very good. Yep. And thank the Lord for Supernova, because even if you're sick, you rest in between, but you still have to get up and get ready for your appointments. And, you know, it's a machine that just keeps doing what it needs to do. So.
I know. I had a couple of weeks. I'm feeling much better now. You may have noticed I didn't look particularly great. And I kind of barreled through it like you and, rest in between, take a little snooze and then get on the calls. And so I'm feeling much better now.
Oh,
but I had a little, I've got my friend he raises his head periodically and cycles through, and you just, the good news is I feel great. I feel great right now. So I don't know why.
Good.
It's just so weird. It's.
Yeah. The body,
Yeah, maybe the body takes care of things, even though.
That's what I was going to say. The body sometimes does what it needs to do, and you just have to trust. Yeah.
Right. Well, good. So what have you been up to and what's on your mind today other than that?
We kind of got the ball moving, client we're taking care of, but the acquisition side, everything we talked about, just Rick talking to COI, Charlie to COI. I've actually started dabbling into asking for referrals. We reached out to another COI, the attorney that we've referred two clients to, and we're to call him actually this week just to have a conversation. And I'm just asking now, to just keep us in mind, that these are volatile times, with the markets and everything, and that clients need guidance, and that if, and it comes up that a client needs help, that we're here, we're available to talk to any of his clients. I keep that in mind, what you said. And actually I heard somebody else, it's funny how sometimes you hear things in twos and threes. Somebody else said, a speaker that they asked the audience, who here thinks they're going to make $1 million or $2 million or whatever number, $3 million this year. And nobody raised their hand. And then he said, well, if I told you that I took what was most precious to you and you, your kids, your parents, and you wouldn't get it back unless you made that amount, who here is going to make that amount? And that everybody raised their hand. So, I just trying to keep that in mind when I'm afraid to take the leap and call or actually ask.
That's so interesting. Because I did that. I remember, I don't know if I've ever done that with you guys, but I used to say that, you know, I know it's hard. I know you don't want to do it, but if your children were kidnapped and you only could get them back if you did this.
Yep. Would you do it? I would do anything. Right. 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 And you also said moving out of the, not allowing the unconscious to move you, you know, for you consciously make the, take the leap and stop and take the leap, something along those lines. I don't have it written down somewhere. So that's, we've been taking steps forward in the right direction.
Terrific. Well, good. Well, good.
Well, and you also set up Facebook and you,
oh,
and
yeah,
you,
yeah,
and
yeah.
You set up all the social Facebook, media stuff.
The Facebook has been a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. Getting approved and then this clicking, it's, I mean, I sit there for hours trying to get stuff done. Finally, I have to call. Everything's set up, but in order for me to, it hasn't had the, received the final approval, but for me to be able to start posting, I need to get the final approval, and I don't know why the systems, it's just a tag because my Roxana Machado on my, on the name of the screen is capital and they want it lowercase or something ridiculous like that.
Oh but, my God.
Yeah, no, but I'm getting it done, but on the positive side, I set up independent page for that, and then everybody that I in the world that I know and that is on my personal page, I've added to this, and a lot of it includes people through walks of life who either are from our kids' school that are honestly, you know, very wealthy, or just possible COI. I mean, there's a good group of people on that list. I just need to start posting. And what's interesting is that one of the moms, she's in Michigan now, who I when I started this new page, she immediately sent me a message and she said, I think you've been hacked, or I think somebody's trying to, I don't know what word she used, set up a page under your name. And I said, no, that's me. I'm setting up my business page. And she said, what do you do?
Oh, what a riot.
What do you do? So I told Rick, you know, we are not projecting, presenting, and talking to enough people in our circle of friends, of people we know, to know what we do so that they see us as, you know, who to go to if they have a question. So that was a big eye opener also.
Isn't that amazing when they have no clue what you do?
Yeah.
You think I want to keep a low profile. Well, you don't want that low.
No.
It's true. Witness protection program.
Right. Yeah. You don't want it that. Yeah. There you go. Oh, you got to see me laughing there.
It's true. Oh, and you know, this is a good story because there is a mom in the school, and this is completely opposite to our business. Somebody that I honestly admire. She is the director, fifth in line in the Mary Kay business.
Yeah.
Very, very influential, peppy, always positive. Just somebody that I honestly look up to. Her daughter's been in the classroom with Ricky, a few years already. And I realized, you know, everybody knows what she does. I mean, everybody knows what she does. Trust me, you're going to know what she does.
Well, the pink Cadillac gives it away.
The pink Cadillac gives it away, but she is just so good to intertwine what she does and always in a very, in a very sophisticated way, putting it in front of everybody's face. I mean, and you know, clearly that's how she's gotten to where she's gotten. So actually I said, you know, let me pick her brain. And I said, can I have a few, I sent her a text message. We were also in the same Bible study, last year. And, she said, sure, let's talk. So she started talking about her walk and how she's, you know, moved up on the line. And I started talking about mine, and she said, you know, it's so funny that you call me and we talk about this. This is confirmation. I'm thinking of starting a mastermind group.
Oh, perfect.
So I'm going to reach out. And she said, I can't do it with Mary Kay people, but I was thinking of women, influential women in different industries.
Oh.
That's exactly what you are, right? You don't want a bunch of Mary Kay women.
This is to indicate that you just scored.
Yes. Okay. So this was on Monday, This was Monday or Friday, Rick? Monday. So today, and I've been sick all week. So I'm going to give it till tomorrow. And tomorrow I'm going to send her a text and tell her I thought about it and I think it's a great idea and that I'm actually in if she decides to move forward. And that'll help her, you know, develop it or whatever. So, right. So yeah, the bottom line, Rob, is just activity, like you said. And that's what I keep in the back of my mind. Activity, activity, activity.
Okay, so put together a list of you think are very influential people in your community that are women that you'd like in the mastermind group that you could talk to about it. Okay. Because you don't want it to be her mastermind group.
Okay.
You want it to be the both of our mastermind group.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saying, send her a text or an email today, okay, and say, I'm very excited about the opportunity that this mastermind might present. Why don't we do a Zoom call and share ideas as to who might be good candidates for that group? Now, make sure you do your homework ahead of time and you know you've read everything there is about mastermind groups. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that you can help her build it. And then you want to make several recommendations and you want them accepted because in everything you do, it's important to have credible people. You want some clients in there that like you and trust you so that they will tell the others that you don't, so you don't have to tell them how great you are. That other person can tell everyone else how great you are. So you absolutely have to have at least one.
Okay.
And then the question is, how many are you going to have in this mastermind group? And who are they and what do they represent? Okay. So you got to kind of create a vision of what you want here. Is it all going to be salespeople to share ideas? Which I think is a great idea, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the things she said. She said, you know, in talking to you, I realized that we have different strengths and we can, you know, we can feed off each other and help each other.
Right, right. So I think that that's a terrific idea. Now, a salesperson could be defined as the rainmaker for a CPA firm, but they understand they're in sales. It's just somebody that values the idea of sales.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, it could be anybody, but
there's actually a few moms in the school who are attorneys who, yeah, I mean, I can think of a few people who would, you know, probably be interested.
But if you pick, you know, let's think, you know, the idea of, I'm thinking if it's a salesperson for Salesforce, you know, or, I mean, you know, for DocuSign, for, you know, some company, they're the head of sales or they're in charge of sales but they all have this same issue of how do we generate new business?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and not just for somebody else doing it, but they're actually doing the creation of new business. They're an entrepreneur. They're trying to drive business themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just a head of a department.
Right.
Okay. So you want people that like me who understand sales and have skills that, you know, you can learn from.
Mm-hmm.
And that will help you to develop. You've got plenty of tools that I've given you.
Oh, no, I know. I just have to go back to all of my notes and we have a lot of.
Right, but the point is that when you hear somebody else using a tool that you've thought about and you go, damn, okay, it actually works.
Right.
Because she's using it and it works, so I'm going to try that. So right. it just helps. Look, this is a hard game. It's a lonely game. Even though you two are married, it's still just the two of you. So having other people reinforce the things that you should be doing helps you to go ahead and do them.
Right. And then talking about the emotional side, everything you're telling me, I'm writing down, and this is just me speaking out what I'm feeling inside. I don't want to do it.
Right.
I don't want to do it. I want to hide under my covers and I don't want to do it, but I have to force myself to do it. So if I don't consciously recognize that, I'm going to allow my subconscious to take control and find 20,000 things to do to think I'm busy and not do it. So just an FYI, I badly don't want to do it. I want to stay in my comfort zone.
Well, and my thing, and I've probably shared this with you before, my thing was at the time it was, if I don't get them as clients, E.F. Hutton's going to get them and they're going to basically screw them over. So that was today I'd be saying, if I don't get them, Bernie Madoff's going to get them or a guy like Bernie and they're going to be screwed. So mm-hmm. I have to get these people. It's my civic duty. Mm-hmm. It's my mission from God to help these people and protect them from evil.
Right.
And to me, that's what you got to do. You got to get that in your head, whether it's your children have been, you know, taken by a horrible person or it's a game you play in your head of Bernie Madoff. You got to get that game locked into your head so you can.
Whatever gets you moved.
Right. You just keep pulling the trigger and pulling the trigger and pulling the trigger. You know, and I was fortunate that, you know, I had I had a young wife and a baby and I wasn't going to, you know, go back to being to school to become a rocket scientist or a neurosurgeon. It was sell or die. You know?
Yeah. And so I heard this saying that I wanted to share with you. And I keep repeating that to myself. And it says, it's moving a transition from courage, meaning the courage to act. And then eventually you repeat that action so much that action will in turn turn into confidence about doing that action.
Right.
And then eventually that confidence leads to choices, meaning choices in what you provide your family, choices in things that you have, you know, clearly higher income, higher choices. So I keep repeating that to myself.
Right. And you've got choices now. That's why you don't do business with smaller accounts.
Right.
So when you tell people what you do and you say to them, our minimum is this, not because, you know, we think we're great or something. It's because we only can serve less than 100 clients and we want to serve them in a very special way. That says that you have passed through all those stages.
Mm-hmm.
And you now have choices.
We only can serve less than 100 clients and we want to, what was the word you used?
We want to make sure that we give them an extraordinary client experience, great service.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we can't give that to more than 100 clients.
Right.
We just know that there isn't the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what that says is you've been through that whole experience.
Right. Yeah, I did tell her that. I actually told her the whole process of how we came about working with our coach and, you know, how we 50% of our book was given to a junior partner. And then during that time period, we inherited, you know, we bought out someone who was retiring. So I went through that whole process with her. But yes, this is something I need to make sure that we say to everyone.
Anybody in sales are the easiest people to sell.
Yeah.
Okay.
She should. So, I want you to ask her to do business with you.
Oh, Rob, why are you doing this to me?
I want you to straight out say, you know, in order for this to work, we really need to be doing.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could.
Baby steps, Rob, baby steps.
No. This is important. She's going to tell you one of two things. Yes, that's a great idea. I've been thinking about it. or no, not right now because I've got this situation, but I want to do it in the future. She's not going to give you an outright, no, I hate you and you don't deserve the business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
She's going to tell you why she can't do business with you and what are the obstacles you have to get over in order to do business with her.
Yeah, she says, just an FYI, we did talk about the markets. She knows nothing. She says it's as foreign to her as...
Oh!
Her husband, KO is his name, handles all of the financial part. And then she says that he is extremely... It came about because I talked about how we handle our clients prudently and, you know,
right.
You know how we manage the risk.
Right.
And so she said that her husband does not like the markets and he has a lot of real estate. So they buy land, properties.
Awesome. I'm
and
so
then
excited
her,
for you.
Her father is an ex-Merrill broker.
Oh, cut it out.
No. Her father is an ex-Merrill broker. So he still trades, what he trades on his own now is commodities because they have a very successful farm here in South Florida. They grow most of the tomatoes in this whole, area. And then he left being a financial advisor to start this farm. So the father's the one that used to be an ex-Merrill broker. And then the husband just does, I mean, we talked for a long time. The husband does all of the real estate and then she knows nothing about the business.
How much fun are you going to have?
That's what Rick said. Rick said, you know what? This would be great for you to teach her to, you know.
Educate her
is the word.
I started this. I may have told you guys. I started, a friend of mine and I both like stocks, right? And my brother has gone to cash. So he's gone to the mattress, right? Over this whole COVID-19. He's put his 10 million away and he's just like hiding. Right. All in cash. So he's a mess. Anyway, so we used to talk every day about the market. And so all of a sudden I had nobody to talk to about the markets. Right. Nobody to share ideas with, nobody, nothing. And, you know, you don't do as well when you try and do it all by yourself. You can't.
Right.
So I said, Harry, why don't we start a little stock club? Stock group. I don't want it to be a club because then you think you put money into it or something. We're not putting any money in, but we'll talk every Friday on a Zoom call and we just share ideas. And so this other guy, Hank Cox, has been bugging me to do this a long time. He's always asking me, what do I think? What do I think? How do I do so well in the market? He does so horrible. And so we started it with the three of us. And then this other guy heard about it. He says, I want in on that. And so he's in, Rusty. And he was all in cash and was in, you know, he was in real estate and sold his car dealership. So he's got money. And then these other two guys, I just had a CPA friend of mine. He said, what do you like? What do you think? I said, why don't you join our little stock group and then we can do it professionally. And he said, okay, I'm in. And then the other guy that I used to hike with all over the world, who's in real estate and other guy, you know, he said, Harry called and said, you know, Scott wants in. So now I've got what? Five guys. And I basically teach a class. Okay. And that's what I do. I mean, I said the rule is you got to bring two stocks that you like and one stock you want to short every week. Okay. It can be the same stock. But you gotta have something to talk about every week. And then they, you know, they'll present their ideas, but I do a tremendous amount of homework every week and then present them with, you know, a couple good ideas. And sometimes it's reinforcing an existing idea, but it's so fun and they are so excited about it. We have such a good time. We laugh and have a great, it's just a fun group.
Rick, that would be great for you. That's Rick enjoys.
Yeah.
Really enjoys doing that. I mean, really enjoys. So to get a group of, you know, think of people that you can get together. And I don't know what the firm would allow you to do that, but, or how it would work. But
Why
that
not?
Would be, yeah, and that would be great to set up a Zoom call.
It's so much fun. I get the biggest kick out of it. You know, it's been good for me. All I care about is finding one good idea, right? And that could end up making me a lot of money, which it already has. So, it was worth it for me. But these guys are so hungry.
Yeah.
For education. It's unbelievable. Cause look, the world is a bunch of amateurs out there. Okay. That are all trying to figure this thing out, and they get a chance to work with a professional in a casual way. It's really kind of fun. You have to like stocks, obviously. But anyway, I share that because I'm having so much fun, even in bad markets. And everything isn't working. And these guys are great because they don't seem to care if things don't work. You know, they're not like, oh, you said to buy this and it went down or,
yeah.
You know, and so that's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, she needs, maybe the husband needs that. You know, yep. One of them needs that. One of them needs you guys.
Right.
Some people, you know, the majority of my friends just want to turn it over to somebody and never think about it. But there's some guys that like stocks. And so for those, this is a fun idea. But that's a perfect case of people that desperately need you. They know nothing about asset allocation. They know nothing about, you know, I mean, they don't own gold. They don't own bonds. They don't own anything. Okay. They own real estate and who knows what, maybe the S&P 500. I doubt they even own that.
No.
So they can't teach their children, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so they're going to grow up generations of ignorant people. That's not fair.
Right.
I mean, look how well you guys have done. Look how well your clients have done. Money invested in equities over time makes money. That's why we have this huge gap in wealth dispersion, wealth division, or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
It's because people don't understand the compounding of money. They don't. And they're ignorant. And it's not fair. And they make money and they don't save it. They don't invest it. They don't.
Right.
And so they never get out of the garbage of earning dollars for hours, and they don't get that compounding effect of having capital that pays them when they get to my position, right? I don't need to ever work. Never. My money works every day. All it's working while I'm sleeping, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's a great country. Capitalism is the best, but you gotta.
Amen.
Absolutely.
You gotta own it, right? You can't be watching capitalism from a distance and say that the only capitalism I understand is real estate.
No.
Real estate, for the most part, is not a great investment tool.
Yeah.
The only reason it works is because of leverage. Right?
Because it's not very transparent, right? You don't have the price per second that you do on the stock market or even the bond market. Right, because
so
real estate goes through just as many fluctuations as the stock market does. You don't have it in your face 24 hours a day.
You don't have it on the news.
Right, you don't, and so people don't panic out. You know.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But if we could get, you know, just you got to make it that your mission. You got to become a crazy person about getting people with money to teach them how to manage money and how to asset allocate and how to take some risk and how to have some fun and also to, you know, how to get through the bad times and teach their children how to do it and why they should, you know, have 529s. I mean, they don't have 529s. Okay. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Okay. You. Get her set up.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
That's
a good
sir.
Christian. That's the you need to do that. You gotta take this passion for capitalism that Rick has shown me through his authors And you've got to sing it from the rooftops and get rid of this.
How timely.
Right. I mean, look at these things. The anarchists and...
Yeah.
Right? I mean...
They hate capitalism, yet they're on their iPhones tweeting about it while they're drinking a $6 Starbucks coffee.
And they're calling their parents for more money because they're running out of money for lattes. And their parents have put them through good schools, and it's so sad. It's just pathetic. Anyway, don't get us started. But...
Yeah.
Do have the courage that they have. Look, you know, they took some courage to take over that center of that city, right? It's all misplaced. But anarchists, brown shirts, fascists.
Brown shirts, exactly.
Brown shirts, fascists, communists, they all have that one thing, courage. And a few people with courage and are very radical can destroy a country.
Absolutely.
And so we as capitalists must stand up and sing the song of capitalism and do it with passion. So yes, get those guys to, you will have fun with that. And don't be afraid. People love to hear somebody that's enthusiastic. And guess what? Of course you're going to be wrong. And just be a little more right than you are wrong. That's all.
Okay, I'm back. I don't know what happened.
You froze.
Okay, I'm here.
It wasn't from fear, though.
Yeah.
No, not fear.
Rob is speaking my language.
What is he saying?
He's pushing my buttons now to go out with the mission of capitalism to re-educate people.
It's true. There you go, Rick.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You have to walk the walk, not just
I'm in. If you want me to donate to some cause that will educate people on capitalism in high schools, I'm all in, okay?
Oh yeah. I think we need more of that. We really need more of that. The indoctrination that's happening to our youth is just
just terrible, isn't it?
We're seeing the fruits of that now.
I know.
Yeah, well, by high school, it's already too late.
Yeah, school's too late. You have to start early on.
Elementary, junior high.
Can you guys get interns? Are you allowed to bring in interns, or is it such a hassle that it's not worth it?
It used to be easier. It's a little bit of a hassle now, but we can't get unpaid interns. We have to pay them.
They have to be high school graduates.
They have to be high school graduates?
Yep.
That's too bad. I would, my interns, I started at about 14.
Yeah.
And I kept them all through high school, like 4 years, you know. And then I even had a couple that continued through, you know, a couple years of college, but then they needed to go do real internships. But by the time I was done with them, they were full on capitalists.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can, you know, like I say, you do it one at a time, right? It's all you can do is teach people to be capitalists one at a time. I don't know, my friends. So here's our mission this week. Go out and do something that scares the hell out of you.
Okay.
Rick, what are you going to do?
Yes.
What are you going to do that scares you to death?
Rick is hiding in his little corner over there.
What are you going to do that's scary?
I'm not hiding.
I want you to do something.
I'm kidding. I'm messing with you, Rick.
I want you to do something that's going to scare yourself, that you really gets a lump in your throat when you think about doing it. But you know it's a good thing to do.
No, I'm going to start making that list, like what you told Roxana to do for good candidates for the women's group, and start doing it, for men, but start thinking of people who don't know about the stock market, who don't appreciate it, and to educate them on how it works.
I think it's a fun idea.
Kidding. I think that's a great idea, but you have to scare. It's not scary to write the list or to think about it. It's scary to actually say, I'm going to call five people to invite them to join this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So start the list and go through the list and then start calling five people.
Call five people and invite them to join your.
This is the best time I've ever seen to do something like this. Why? Because we are having volatility. Volatility creates opportunity. Right? You can't, if everything goes straight up, it's no fun. It's just, you're always just paying more for the same thing. But when you have volatility and you can take something, let's just say Boeing, right? You can take a stock like Boeing and you can, and it's just going to get slaughtered because everybody thinks that, you know, coronavirus is now going to take forever to blah, 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 blah. Story, story, story. And they'll take it down to 150 again. When they thought everything's all great, everything's cured, we're going up to 210, right? Then it goes to 210 or 230 or 230, I think it got up to. Now it's 180. You'll probably get down to 150. There you go. Okay. The stock was 420. It's never going to go away. We have to have Boeing as national defense.
Exactly.
You've got to. So you get your novel buyer to buy 100 shares of Boeing, and he starts out and it goes from 150 to 400. And he's like, wow, what a game you just taught me. Okay. And if it goes from 150 to 100, who cares? It's going to go to 300 or wherever it is, you know, 5 years from now. And let's say that 150 to 300, and it takes 4 years to do it. That's 25% a year.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's doubled.
Right. 25% a year you're getting on your money. That's better than 1%.
Yeah.
And it's better than any real estate.
The rule of 72.
Right.
The rule of 72.
So to me that, you know, yeah, do you buy the, yes, you own some great stocks. You own some Amazon, but you also teach them about fear and greed and how the stock market drives both of those things. So anyway, That's me. That's, you know, that's what I try and do with these guys is to try and get them to take some risk. At the same time, they're building a good, solid portfolio of great companies. But,
I was adding to my client's portfolio the whole way down and all the way up.
Good for you. See, you got to do that. And what's the worst that's going to happen? It takes longer. Well, we're still making 1%, 2% on our dividends. Just be patient, right? Don't use margin. Don't trade, you know, trade options.
Exactly.
You know, use options to leverage maybe a little bit to in terms of protecting principal if you think that's important. But just invest and keep investing and try and convince more and more people that capitalism works. I would seriously, in your position, as close as you are to that scourge of communism just down the road, I would make this my mission. I really would. It's my mission, and I don't even, you know, I've lived this happy-go-lucky, good American life forever and been the most blessed guy in the world. But, you know, knowing what happened just over the border there, 20 miles away is crazy. Okay, so is that scary enough?
Yes.
Good. We got two scary things to do. That makes asking for referrals a piece of cake, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, guys. All right, I want some good. Here's the thing I want. If it doesn't create a good story, I don't want to hear it, okay? You got to do something. If it doesn't create a good story and scare the hell out of you, it's not worth doing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So Rob, Rick and I have to chat because this is our last call.
Okay.
So I don't know how we would, work it out to continue or what you would recommend. At this point, we've done another year already.
I like you guys. I think it's fun. you could always do some. Here's another idea. Take another team that you like and split me.
Okay.
Okay. And do it as a joint call and hold each other accountable in the office. Every month that you have, instead of just you guys, you have another team and you guys. And you do the whole, you can do 12 months of joint calls because you like them, you trust them, and they're a good team and they need it and you need it. And it costs you half as much money though.
Okay.
Rather than not having a coach. Whatever it takes to keep a coach is what you guys should do.
Okay.
Okay. You need Tim Burns said to me the other day, Rob, the truth is everybody needs a coach.
Yeah.
All the time. And I said, Tim, I wish I could get everybody to believe that. And he said they, when they have it, they like it. And when they don't have it, they miss it. But they think it's optional.
Right.
In reality, if you're a professional golfer, it wouldn't be optional. You'd have a coach. You may change coaches, but you'd always have a coach.
Right.
You okay. You usually have more than one coach, right? You have a swing coach.
You got everything. Right.
Yeah.
And who makes the most money? And is it fair that the guys that make the most money have the most coaches? Then they have the biggest advantages. That's capitalism.
Exactly. Well, they're reinvesting into themselves, right? Instead of into material things.
Yeah. I mean, they could be buying houses and cars and all that stuff, but they...
And the material things come later because they reinvested into themselves.
Bingo. So think about what it is that you still are missing. How the accountability part is critical. Getting yourselves to do what you normally do. I mean, do you really need a personal trainer to tell you how to lift a weight? No. You use the personal trainer to make sure you're doing it right, but to do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
To show up every
week. Have some more that you need to show up to. Yeah. If you're doing it on your own.
It's just, you're going to be good, but you're not going to be great. And this helps you to be great. And you can set the bar as high as you guys want it. So you guys get together and say, okay, where are we? Do we want maintenance? Do we want to make incremental growth? Or do we want something that's really exciting for both of us where we make a huge leap?
Right.
Right. So I can't tell you that you want to win Augusta National Championship, right? You want to win the Masters. I can't tell you that. I can't say you should win the Masters. Okay. You've got to say, I want to win the Masters. I want to be in the Barron's, not the Barron's 2500 list. Like I saw somebody on, I said, what's that? I mean, 2500, that's most FAs in the whole country, right?
Oh, I forgot to mention before you get off, I got interviewed. I don't know if I'll get it or not, but I don't know who nominated me. I really don't know how it came about, but they interviewed me for
Forbes list.
Yeah.
The working, and then, they, after talking to me, they were looking at the working mother's Forbes list.
Sweet.
And they said they would let me know in July. Again, I don't know.
There you go.
What would happen, but
go girl.
If it'll happen or not, but
that's
I haven't gotten an interview for the working mother's list.
No. You haven't, Rick?
No, you're not gonna. No, they don't care about you. You're just another guy. We don't count anymore. Yeah.
I know, between the women's movement, yeah, they, every yeah. movement.
No, but the Roxana, the list that you got interviewed, it was actually for multiple lists, but the one in July. That is for working mothers.
That's correct. Thank you for reminding me.
A partnership with someone else. I think it's called
something else
that they put out every year. Shook list. They put out different lists, like working mothers.
That's correct.
40
Forbes
under,
100.
You know,
the Forbes 100
state,
list.
You know, top in the state. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so right. And they said the reason.
Go ahead, Roxana.
The reason that that they were considering me for the working mothers is because it's the one that's coming up now. The top in state is not until October. So, but they said that being interviewed for this allows me to then open up the door to continually be interviewed going forward for all of it.
Yeah. And this is money, by the way. This is free marketing. So you take and you ask your boss to put a post on LinkedIn congratulating you. You don't congratulate yourself. Okay.
Okay.
Your boss congratulates you, for being chosen for this and how proud he is of you and so forth. Okay.
Okay.
Morgan Stanley does a pretty good job with that.
Right.
They every time the list comes out, they send out a thing for LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter that you can repost, right? Or for instance, I can repost for Roxana, congratulating her, you know, and the rest of the women who made the list.
Right. It's a wonderful thing, and it gives you good, but you want it, that's where Facebook would come in, and, you know, you can do that in a number of different places. So, you know, that's free marketing. And then, you know, if you can get interviewed by a local newspaper or, you know, the business journal.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid to, you know, send your story around to get it. And you know, you might even consider hiring a publicist, you know, a PR person to get you some more.
Debbie and I did that a long time ago. Yep.
Yeah, it's just great. I mean, because if you can get an article, then every time they Google you, what comes up? The article,
the Forbes, yeah.
Right, it can come up, you know, it can be 5 years old and it still comes up on Google when you Google you.
Right.
So when your girlfriend Googles you to see, you know, Mrs. Mary Kay Googles you to see who you are, really, besides the person she knows in church or in school, it's there you go, boom. And she goes, oh, wow. And here, you know, people Google me and they go, heck, I didn't know you did all this stuff. You know, it's kind of fun, right? I thought you were just the guy that I played golf with, right? But no, you actually wrote books and things. Yeah. Anyway, so good. That's effort. And, you know, putting time and effort into that's okay. That counts. That's still marketing. That's still marketing and planning.
Before we get off, I have a question because Rick was actually, and Rick, I joked, but you said something that we were planning on doing, is to go through our Facebook, to go through our LinkedIn and come up with a list of possible people who we really need to reach out to, not just because they have money, but maybe they have connections. And Rick and I were going to sit down and do that. How, once we approach these individuals, first, I guess, would be to reconnect.
Yeah.
After reconnecting, what suggestions do you have for us?
Remember, our initiatives are always to give, right? To give. So you got to find something that they need. Something that they've done. Something to congratulate them on, something to start a conversation, and then you get on the phone with them and you reconnect.
Okay.
So it's always, you know, it's congratulations on your promotion. Let's get together and talk. You know, here's my number. They don't call. You call them. It's fun to get together. People want to connect.
Okay.
And all of a sudden you're connecting and they're asking you about this and that. If I wanted to, I could use that stuff all the time to get business.
Okay.
I'm fairly, you know, when I'm not doing this, what am I doing? I'm playing, right? So it's like, oh, do I want to work or do I want to play? So I'm just like you guys. I mean, I can be asking you guys for introductions and getting them, or I can be just going, oh, I think I've got enough clients right now. I'm good.
Right.
And so I'm just in a different place. If I, you know, my granddaughter's here, so yay.
I get to
go play for 2 hours and then I'll go back on the phone for a couple hours. But
nice.
So, you know, look, there's always the pull push from family to kids to, but when you're doing it, go ahead and be your best in marketing, in portfolio management, just be the best you can. And just, you know, scare the heck out of yourself for fun, not because, you know, it's scary, because you need to keep your heart going, you know. You gotta have this stress. A little stress is good for you. It's fun to do. And they need you. And these people, she needs you. Okay? And Bernie Madoff's gonna get her if you don't get her. Because she's making a lot of money as number five and it sounds like the family has a lot of money. It sounds like you got
they
yourself
do.
A
they do.
Sounds like you got a 10 to 20, $30 million case there that is not, you know, is run by a couple of amateurs, you know?
Right.
So let's give them the opportunity at least to hire a professional. And just say, look, we only take on a couple new families every year. We'd love to get together and talk and see if they'd be a good fit. So be cocky.
Yeah.
You know? Don't be afraid. Be cocky. You know, why do we do it? Cause we have a concierge practice. We only take on less than 100 people, and we've got an opening right now. And we'd love to talk to you about filling that with your family. Cause the dad sure has money.
Oh, they have a lot of money.
Right. So good case, right?
Mm-hmm.
So go for it. Yeah,
I'm going to start with the mastermind group first.
I think the mastermind group is brilliant, because then she's going to see how professional you are and how good you are at what you do.
Right.
All right. Anyway, have fun.
Thank you, Rob.
I hope you choose. I hope
you
choose.
Have fun with your granddaughter.
I hope you choose to continue with me.
Yes.
We haven't even had a chance to discuss it, but we'll talk about it and. Okay. And then maybe we can have a call. I'll send you an email. Maybe we can have a call to talk about how to move forward.
Right, because you guys have to put together the purpose.
The structure, the purpose, right.
Yeah. Why do you want to do what you want to do? And then then I can help you execute on whatever it is that you want to accomplish. Okay?
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you. Great being with you again.
Thank you, Rob.
Likewise.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Be well.
You too. Bye-bye.